Priming the Trading Pump: Lessons from the Desert for Day Traders by Claire Christensen. The relentless desert sun beats down mercilessly, its rays unyielding upon the vast, endless sands. Amid this unforgiving wasteland, a lone traveler trudges wearily, each step a testament to human resilience against nature's harsh decree. With his throat parched and skin scorched, hope seems but a distant mirage. Yet, in its unpredictable manner, fate presents a glimmer of salvation, an ancient, weathered hand pump standing solitary against endless dunes. Beside it, a single bottle of water lies partially buried in the sand, the key to unlocking a limitless supply of life-saving water. Here, at this critical juncture, the traveler faces a decision that mirrors the difficulties I often encounter in the world of day trading: to quench immediate thirst with the water at hand, or to risk it all, using the precious liquid to prime the pump in hopes of a greater reward. This story, a dance between risk and reward, is a powerful allegory for the world of day trading, where I've spent countless hours navigating markets as tumultuous as that desert. In trading, just as in that barren wasteland, we often face decisions that test our courage, patience, and insight. Do we hold on to the security of what we have, or do we risk it in the hope of greater rewards? Every day, traders across the globe sit in front of their screens, making decisions, not unlike our desert traveler. We invest our capital, our bottle of water, into the vast, unpredictable market. We are guided by a mix of knowledge, strategy, and sometimes, a gut feeling that tells us to keep going, to trust that our investment will bear fruit. Yet just like the traveler who must decide whether to drink or pour away their only guaranteed sip of water, we grapple with the fear of loss and the hope of abundant gains. In trading as in the desert, our greatest rewards come from taking calculated risks. It's about knowing when to play it safe and when to take the leap of faith. But remember, this doesn't mean recklessness. It's about informed decisions, understanding, and realizing that sometimes the biggest risk is not taking one. In the following sections, let's explore how the principles from this desert story apply to the intricate art of day trading. We'll explore the importance of risk and reward, preparation, adequate capitalization, long-term perspective, community responsibility, trust in the face of uncertainty, and the virtues of resilience and patience. Just as the desert traveler learned, these elements can transform a barren investment landscape into a wellspring of opportunity. Preparation and research, understanding the market's mechanics. My approach to trading has always been deeply rooted in thorough preparation and relentless research. Some might call me a perfectionist. My eyes were set on the crude oil market, a beast as unpredictable as the desert wind. Night after night, I pored over charts and data, each piece a puzzle in understanding the market's rhythm. During these quiet hours of study, I pieced together the mechanics of this market, much like the traveler learning the intricacies of the pump. And when I finally placed my trade, it was with the confidence of one who knows the desert's secrets. This experience reinforced a valuable lesson: in trading, knowledge is power. It's not enough to follow trends or act on tips. Successful trading requires an in-depth understanding of market dynamics, a continuous learning process, and an unwavering commitment to staying informed. Like the traveler who had to understand the pump to get water, a trader must comprehend the market's mechanics to reap the rewards. It's about diving deep into market analysis, understanding the forces, and making informed decisions. Remember, in the vast desert of trading, your preparation and research are your guides to finding that oasis. The importance of adequate capitalization. The half-primed pump. In the scorching embrace of the desert, our traveler, weary and parched, stumbled upon a life-saving discovery: a water pump, old and weathered, standing solemnly amidst the endless dunes. Beside it lay a precious bottle of water, just enough to prime the pump for an endless flow. However, the burning thirst that clouded his judgment led him to a fateful decision. He unscrewed the cap, brought the bottle to his cracked lips, and drank deeply, quenching half his thirst. With the remaining half, he poured it into the pump, hoping it would be sufficient. His hands worked the handle frantically, but only half primed, The pump groaned and creaked without reward. The warm water he had drunk did little to satiate his thirst, and the pump remained dry, a symbol of his miscalculation. At that moment, the traveler realized the gravity of his choice, not enough water to sustain him and none to bring forth more from the arid land. There was a phase in my trading journey that paralleled the traveler's plight. I was dabbling in the futures market, attracted by its potential for high returns. In my eagerness, I allocated only a small portion of the recommended capital to my trading account, thinking it would suffice. This was like the traveler drinking half the water. I thought it would be enough to get by. As I began trading, the market showed signs of a significant trend. I saw an opportunity to make a substantial profit, but soon realized my limited capital was a constraint. Each contract requires a certain margin, and with my half-primed account, I couldn't sustain the position once the market began its volatile swing. I had to exit the trade early, taking a loss. Although not huge, the loss dropped my account balance below the threshold for a margin call, locking my account. Adding to my frustration, the market soon moved as I had initially anticipated. However, I couldn't re-enter the trade due to my undercapitalized account. This situation was a double loss for me. Not only did I miss out on potential profits due to exiting too early, but couldn't capitalize on the later market movement. It was like the traveler in the desert who, after drinking half the water, still found himself thirsty and with a pump that wouldn't work. This experience taught me a vital lesson about capitalization in trading. It's not just about having enough funds to start trading. It's about having enough to manage your trades effectively. Being undercapitalized in trading is akin to half-priming the pump. It can leave you stranded without the means to leverage opportunities. Sometimes, even the little you have might not be enough to sustain you through the trade. In the heart of the desert, the traveler, faced with the dilemma at the pump, contemplates a choice that stretches far beyond the immediate horizon. His decision to prime the pump rather than drink the water right away is a testament to the power of long-term thinking, a concept deeply ingrained in my trading philosophy. Community and ethical responsibility, leaving water for the next traveler. As the sun began to dip below the horizon, painting the desert sky in hues of orange and purple, our traveler, now revived by the water from the pump, faced a new decision. He held the now refilled bottle of water in his hands, his lifeline in this unforgiving desert. The note, weathered and worn by time, echoed in his mind. "Please leave water for the next traveler." He looked around at the endless expanse of sand and shrubs, knowing he might be the last to pass this way for some time. Yet, his promise to a faceless stranger weighed heavily on his conscience. With a deep sense of duty to those who might follow in his footsteps, he carefully capped and placed the bottle in its hiding spot, honoring the unspoken bond of trust and community among those who travel these harsh lands. At that moment, the traveler's decision resonated deeply with my personal principles. Every trade I make carries implications beyond my personal gain. It's not just about the market and profits. It's about the less fortunate, those who might not have the same advantages or opportunities in this world as me. The traveler's choice to leave water behind was more than a gesture of trust. It was an act of kindness towards anyone who might follow in his footsteps, facing similar hardships. In my trading, I strive to uphold this spirit of generosity, making decisions that consider and potentially aid those less fortunate. I believe success in trading isn't just measured by personal wealth, but by the good fortunes we share with others. Like the traveler who left water for the next, I believe we traders have a duty to our community. I would like you to consider donating a part of your profits to a food bank or homeless shelter. Doing so adds more meaning to your trading, knowing you're using your gains for a good cause. It's a simple yet powerful way to make a difference. Trust and uncertainty, taking the leap of faith. Amidst the barren desert, our traveler stands before the pump, a full bottle of water in hand. As he contemplates his next move, the uncertainty of the desert mirrors the uncertainty of the markets. With a deep breath, he closes his eyes and pours the water into the pump, a leap of faith amid doubt, a moment of trust. In the pump, the note, and the desert itself. In the world of trading, uncertainty is a constant companion. Making decisions in the face of this uncertainty requires a leap of faith, a belief in the work and thought you've put into understanding the market. Just like the traveler in the desert who chose to trust and act despite the unknowns, we traders must learn to navigate the uncertainties with trust in our analysis and in the instincts honed from our experiences. Just as the traveler in the desert cannot be certain that water will flow from the old weathered pump, no trader can ever be sure of the outcome of a trade. Each decision we make in the market carries its own risk, a chance we take in the hope of finding success. This element of uncertainty defines the essence of trading, a constant balance between risk and potential reward. Resilience and patience, the trader's virtues. In the desert's vast expanse, having taken the leap of faith, our traveler begins the arduous task of working the pump. His arms ache and his throat is parched, but he perseveres, his actions fueled by the hope of water. This relentless pursuit, this unwavering patience, echoes a truth I've held in my trading life. The virtues of resilience and patience are often the unsung heroes of success. In trading, as in the desert, the ability to endure storms and droughts is invaluable. It's about the strength to hold on and the wisdom to know when to do so. Resilience and patience, underpinned by solid research and analysis, can be the difference between a hasty loss and a well-earned gain. They are virtues that, time and again, prove their worth in the unpredictable journey of trading. Conclusion. As our traveler finally draws water from the desert pump, his journey stands as a powerful metaphor for the trials and triumphs of trading. This story, set against an unforgiving desert backdrop, encapsulates lessons profoundly relevant to every trader. Firstly, as seen in the traveler's gamble with the pump, the balance of risk and reward reminds us that trading often involves making difficult choices with our resources. Secondly, preparation and research are crucial. Understanding the market's mechanics is akin to knowing how to operate the pump. Thirdly, the tale highlights the importance of adequate capitalization. Half measures, like half a bottle of water, are often insufficient in both the desert and the markets. Furthermore, the story underscores the need for a long-term perspective. The traveler's decision to prime the pump, instead of satisfying immediate thirst, parallels the benefits of a long-term strategy in trading over short-term gains. It also highlights the importance of community and ethical responsibility. Our actions in the market, like the traveler's decision to leave water for the next, can have far-reaching impacts. Additionally, trust and uncertainty play a pivotal role. Just as the traveler had to trust the note and take a leap of faith, traders must trust their analysis and instincts, even in the face of uncertainty. Finally, resilience and patience are vital. The traveler's perseverance in pumping the water is akin to the trader's endurance in facing market adversity. As you navigate your trading journey, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons. Consider the traveler's choices and challenges as a mirror to your decisions and trading strategies. The desert, with its harsh conditions and hidden promises, is not unlike the markets we navigate, unpredictable, challenging, but also ripe with opportunities for those who approach it with the right mindset. Embrace the virtues of patience, resilience, preparation, and ethical responsibility. Trust in your informed decisions and remember the importance of adequate capitalization. In doing so, you may find that the market, much like the desert, holds more potential than it first appears. Let the story of the traveler and the pump remind us all to always make wise, calculated, and rewarding choices in our trading endeavors.
Claire Christensen is a part-time futures trader and stock investor living in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a member of Land Turner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.